Rock on, you're listening to WORK from Imaginary Stations.
Oh, the smell of the bakery from across the street got in my nose. Yeah. Carried our letters down the street with the wrought iron gate rose. I went home and listened to Jimmy Rogers in my lunch break. Bought 5 Woodbine at the shop on the corner and went straight back to work. With the V. We went for lemonade and Paris buns at the shop and broke for tea. Watch out. I collected from the lady and I cleaned the fan light inside out. I was blowing saxophone on the weekend in a down joint. What's my life? I'll have to be cleaning windows. Take my time. I'll see you when my love grows. Baby, don't let it slide. I'm a working man in my prime. Cleaning windows. Number 36.
One Deck Paint presents Work the Old Fashioned Way.
You really don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
toe. And no one can push I around, not you know, not the dreadlocks, no, for I know the roots. People got to work in the burning sun, and when we get our pay, we just can't take home none. But by the sweat of our brows, we shall all eat bread. So work on, naughty work on, yeah. Naughty work on, yeah, till Jaja come. So work on, naughty work on, yeah. Naughty work on, yeah, till Jaja come. Sometimes it's hard, 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 so hard. So very hard, my friend, to get a job. When you work and get paid and walk on the streets, I say, gunmen, they all want to shoot you down. And that means a black guy, people got to work in the burning sun. And when we get our pay, we just can't take home none. But by the sweat of our brow, we shall all eat bread. So work on, naughty work on, yeah. Naughty work on, yeah, till Jaja come. Work on, naughty work on, yeah. Jaja come. Daddy never get, never get weary. No, yeah, never yet, never yet. Jah know. And when we get our pay, we just can't take home none. But by the sweat of our brows, we shall all eat bread. So work on, naughty work on, yeah. Work on, naughty, yeah, till Jaja come. So work on, naughty work on. Everybody!
dip 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 dip
dip dip dip. You're listening to WORK Shortwave. Hey, I do have a job. I'm a DJ.
The early morning DJ has a lot to do. You make it to the station, there's no one there but you. Got the weather and the news and all your records to find. All this must be done before sign on time. The early morning DJ has lots of records to play. He's up every morning before the break of day. Most people are still sleeping. His wife and kids, he leaves at home. It won't be long till he'll be signing on. You're reading the news and the phone starts ringing. Someone wants to know who the last guy was singing. They want you to make some dedications for them today. This is the life of the early morning DJ. The early morning DJ has lots of records to play. He's up every morning before the break of day. And kids, he leaves at home. It won't be long till he'll be signing on. No, it won't be long till he'll be signing on.
Hey, DJ Frederick. Sorry I'm getting this mixed to you a little later than I had hoped. I'm getting swamped at work and things are piling up all around me. However, I'm always eager to get to work on these radio assignments, so I managed to squirrel away some time without my manager noticing to hunt down these tracks. Otherwise, everything is pretty much copacetic and hunky-dory around here. This is Jugular Jones with the greatest working-class ripoff.
It doesn't drag you round by your ears like it does me. I tell ya, I'm envious of that magnificent stamina of yours. Well, I can't keep up. By Monday evening, I'm on all fours and half dead by a Wednesday afternoon. Nothing remarkable, says you. Nothing remarkable, says who. Find me in corner of any room, looking for exits, looking for exits, looking for exits, looking for exits. Health and safety video, just kill me now, 'cause I don't believe in this ladder you say is mine to climb. Well, nothing here belongs to me. This wheel just spins regardless of whose turn it is to spin it. Tuesday is paralyzing and half dead by a Wednesday afternoon. Nothing remarkable, says you. Nothing remarkable, says who. Find me in the corner of any room, looking for exits, 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 looking for exits. Get me out of here, drag me out of this
11:31 p.m.
See, we're like all in little cages, man, like in a giant pet shop. Millions and millions of little white mice running on our wheels, going as fast as we can. Because we're all scared, man. Every day, get up, 7 a.m., drink 2 cups of caffeine, jump in the car, get stuck in traffic, get to work, kiss the boss, make a deadline, drink more caffeine, get back in the car, get stuck in traffic again, get home, pay bills that you can't even afford, eat your microwave dinner, jump into bed. Oh, wait, I forgot the most important thing. Watch a little TV, gotta get the messages into the head. Get up the next morning, do it all over again. They call that being responsible, man.
Take it day by day. You gotta put one foot in front of the other. You'll get what you want, I promise, but don't give up just yet. Maybe tomorrow could be time well spent reflecting on all the little things you keep projecting on everybody that you're so obsessed with. Take
there's too much in between.
Hi, this message is for, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from Power Personnel, and I'm calling regarding your resume that you posted on Career Mosaic. And we currently have a couple positions available in-house, and they're both full-time and permanent. As I was looking here, you are looking for a full-time swing shift, which is what the position is. I mean, are. So if you can give me a call back, my number is 408-9144. And again, my name is Michelle, and I'm with Power Personnel. Thanks, and have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
You've been working so hard, no one can tell. Why don't you try taking it easy? Oh, you're covered with sweat and we're hardly there yet. Don't be ashamed of yourself, just take it slow. It's only
a better one. I love it when people leave change on the pumps, you know. One guy left $6.76. That's a nice tip. I got the receipt and I got the thing.
Okay.
Hey, mister, you left your change. Yeah, sure, I'm gonna run after him and tell him. I didn't even see it till 15 minutes afterwards. What? Broken, really? We can just throw it away? I'll eat it. How can you break ice cream? I don't understand. Just peel it. Push it down on something. It's called a push-up. What kind of ice cream is that in there? They used to have just one flavor. It's like...
For most of my life, I've worked in the factory, taking their orders and drawing my pay. Today I retire with a gold watch they gave me. To show for my hair that's turned gray. Mama, pack your suitcase, we're leaving tomorrow. I draw my last pay and I'll gas up the car. My working day's over, it's time to go home now. We'll head back to Harlan and Daddy's old farm.
To all our radio friends, I hope things work out in your favor this week and every week. This is Jugular Jones, back to Net Control.
Thank you, Jugular Jones. This is K1MOE, monitoring the net.
Well, I wake up in the hold my hands and pray for rain. Got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. And I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm. Well, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Why, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Well, he'll hand you a nickel, he'll hand you a dime. He asks you with a grin if you're having a good time. He finds it the time to slam the door. Ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Maggie's mama, ain't gonna work for Maggie's mama. She talked to all the servants about thank God and Lord. Everybody says she's the brains behind Paul. She's 68 but says she's 24. And I ain't gonna work for Maggie's mama. Maggie's farm no more. Ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I try my best to be just like I am, but everybody wants you to be just like them. They sing, why'd you slave? I just get bored. And I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
Book report number 2, where I'm going to be talking about Working, which is not a book by Studs Terkel exactly. It's a giant collection of interviews. And in fact, the full subtitle is People Talk About What They Do All Day and How They Feel About What They Do. So you can probably get a sense from that already that the tone of the book is pretty practical, straightforward. Obviously, the vast majority is transcriptions of interviews with different people around the United States. I'm sure that a lot of those interviews were heavily edited, but even so, most of it is just as naturalistic as possible. It's sort of documentary equivalent in book form. Studs Terkel did a number of these kinds of books on different broad subjects. He was apparently originally a radio play performer and found his way into this line of work. He was very famous for many of these books. And despite the fact that Working is quite famous, I had never heard of it until one day I happened to come across it in Counterpoint Books, a bookstore in LA that I like quite a bit. And the premise hooked me right away. However, one of the most surprising parts of my experience with reading Working is that it turns out this was originally released in the early 70s. I think there are two different copyrights. It's for 1972 and 1974, I think. The edition I have here obviously isn't from the 70s. This was printed, I think, in the early 2000s. It didn't give me an exact date. I also wanted to note the publishing company, which is the New Press. I'm not familiar with them, but they do have a note on the copyright page that says that they were established in 1990 as a not-for-profit alternative to the large commercial publishing houses currently dominating the book industry, and that they operate in the public interest rather than for private gain. Very nice. I love to see that. I've come across a couple publishing labels that have a similar mission statement, but I just wanted to point it out here because I'm fully in support of sharing this book around. It's one of the big reasons I wanted to talk about it on the channel. Besides that, I just enjoyed this book more than most other things that I have read in recent memory. And I want to make that very clear because it's long. This book is a brick. This edition I have here is just under 600 pages long, in addition to a good number. There's a preface, an introduction by Studs Terkel himself, which I thought was very good, and a couple like prologue sections. It's a little bit strange in that way, but none of the stuff here felt superfluous to me, which is pretty darn impressive because this is a massive amount of content. It's a massive amount of reading to have at your fingertips, and I was shocked at how easily it all went down. The idea of picking this book back up and getting back into reading it, it never felt intimidating to me. I read it pretty quickly. I don't know, maybe a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks or so. Pretty fast for me for a book of this size. It's not dense. It's not ever really all that boring. And I think one of the biggest benefits to readability is how short the sections tend to be. Basically, you just have one interview at a time, and then you move on to the next one, which will be with someone completely different. Those are grouped into major sections on a kind of weird selection of specific topics, but it just goes by very easily. It's great to pick up, it's great to read just for a few minutes at a time, and it's also something where you can get really invested in a specific person's kind of voice and personality, so you just want to see what else they have to say, you just want to keep reading. I think that's wonderful for a book that's this long. And in general, if I haven't already gotten this across, I absolutely recommend it. I think this is a pretty important book, maybe important in quotation marks. It very clearly drills into a pretty big subject, and a subject that I think I've been happy to see that more people seem to be discussing the concept of work in a very theoretical sense and sort of questioning our current relationship with work. Work and even the rise of remote work during quarantine, and just the idea of, you know what, maybe we don't want to be spending almost the majority of our waking hours doing some awful job that we don't care about that doesn't actually help people. It's a very big topic, and I have seen, even just here on YouTube, I have seen a number of people trying to get into that topic from different angles. I appreciate all of that discussion happening around this right now. In fact, I wanted to make a video sort of about work and specifically tech startup environments and tie it into the game Going Under, which I think does a great job of hitting on that subject matter. Don't know whether I will. I've put it off a couple different times, but here, in the meantime, we have Working. One of the reasons why I said I was surprised to hear that it actually was released in the 70s is that so many of the conversations and so many of the perspectives that you come across in this book, a lot of these are the same, basically the same conversations that we're having about work today. Like, I don't think, in a very general sense, I don't think that we have advanced the conversation very much. I think for the most part we've been asking similar questions for quite a while, or at least this book would seem to imply that. I also think that it's a kind of interesting look into American life. Obviously, it's not fully representative, right? It's not a huge sample size of people. I'm sure there was a lot of bias that came into choosing these people. It's not an anthropological text, ultimately, maybe a sociological text, potentially. But not only is a time capsule of, oh, these were the professions and jobs that were big at the time, these were the ones that were on the way out, certain positions where people were really struggling at the time, here's what we thought about unions. There's all that, but also just, yeah, American life in a sense, too. I think it's a very interesting way to engage with a culture, is to just hear people living in that culture talking about it and talking about their own experiences. It's wonderful. You also never really get specific information about each interviewee. You get their occupation, which sort of defines their presence in the book, which makes sense given the subject matter. And then you have just whatever they happen to mention in their own interview. It's not like every single person gets age, where they live, or ethnicity, gender, anything like that. You just pick that up yourself. Sometimes you don't, and I almost like it better when it stays really vague. And I think that's more or less everything I wanted to touch on here in this very brief look at the book. It's dirt cheap. If you want to buy it, you could probably get it for $5. If you find it at a Goodwill, it might be $1. And I also wanted to mention some other books that touch on similar topics or that I think are related in some way. So we have, for one, more discussion on nature of work, things like that. We have Georg Lukács. I'm really struggling with that one. History and Class Consciousness. This is kind of a classic Marxist, post-Marxist text. This edition I have here is awful, but otherwise, the content is quite good if you can find a solid translation. I also wanted to bring up A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius, which is still one of my favorite books of all time. Some college friends might make fun of me for that, but I'm bringing it up here because it's a memoir, so it obviously involves the author drawing from personal experiences and finding ways to represent people from their actual actual life in that book, as well as in Studs Terkel's intro to Working, there's questioning of sort of almost the ethics of nonfiction writing or memoir writing, or just any instance where you're kind of using people and their real experiences for personal gain, even if that's not the primary goal. You are, in the end, benefiting personally from telling other people's stories, and you don't feel like you're giving too much back to them. I think it's an interesting topic, and yeah, Eggers brings it up here as well. And the last sort of see also book that I wanted to talk about here is Manifesto. Totally deserves its own video. It's another one that I could talk about for quite a while. I won't say much else about it here, except that, yes, it's probably nonfiction, as far as we know, or at least largely nonfiction, and it definitely grapples with the concept of work overall and, you know, individual relationships with work and how it shapes your life. But I think that's about it. Thank you so much for joining me. Otherwise, have a good one. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, we hope that you're whistling while you work. This has been WORK from Imaginary Stations. You've been hearing mixes from One Deck Pete, Justin Patrick Moore, and myself, DJ Frederick. We had some help with this episode from GL, his book report on working. You can visit his website at glitteratilobotomy.com. Thank you.